What's your daughter's name, Angela?
Jacqueline Kendrick.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to Robin. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Candy?
Loud and clear, honey. Take it away.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Robin Wilson. You're on the East Coast in New Jersey. Welcome to the Master's Call. And I love so much what Candy said, and it just blesses me when you know that you're sensitive to what God is saying, because I was meditating on that scripture today. And as we wait on the Lord, we're going to trust him and know that he's going to work it out. So, again, welcome to the Master's Call. And today is Trust in the Lord Thursday. And each and every single one of us, we know that there is a place in our life where we have to put him first, let him make all the plans for us, and try not to be in a rush or in a hurry. Because I know, Sister LaShawn, I've been there, I've done that, and Lord, I'm going to wait on you. Teach me to get stronger and stronger in that area. Well, the Master's Call, this is a call that was founded by Drs. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. Both of them heard the voice of the Lord, and they said yes. He wanted to have a call, and the mission statement that we stand on is he wanted his people to be enriched, to be enhanced, and to be empowered believers as we go forth beginning our day. And that's exactly what this call does for each and every single one of us. It enriches us. It enhances us, and we are empowered knowing we can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. We have a scripture that we stand on, and it is in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We put God first in everything that we do as believers. We come on this call first and foremost in the morning, and we start our day off by greeting his people. And then after we greet, we open up in prayer. We then listen to the word of God. We then close in prayer. And then we send his people off with another greeting of saying, enjoy your day. So God is first in everything that we do, and when we put him first, we know that we are being enhanced, enriched, and empowered. Our call is daily, Monday through Friday, and if you're interested in listening to the call immediately following this call, you can call back on our playback number, and that number is 712-432-1085. You will immediately listen to today's message and dial in on the same PIN code. We also have an email address. We love to pray. You may have heard someone just give a prayer request. Well, that's what we are about. We are about our Father's business. And if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, even if you want to be part of this team and join us as we pray for others, you can send those requests to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Our call started October 25th, 2010, and God has truly blessed us as a family here on this call. Every single message has been downloaded. Dr. Vanessa has graciously made sure that we have every single message. And if you want to listen to any of those messages, you can go to our website. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And the tool, the thread, the family, the business, the vision that has brought us together is Artists International. Artists International is a health and wellness company, and it is owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. They believe in Jesus Christ, praise God, as many of us do here on this line. They put the Lord first in all that they do. And Artists International is global. It is growing. It is prosperous. And many of us are distributors on the line. And to our friends, go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them share with you what's getting ready to take place as the godmother is heading out to Indianapolis tomorrow. They can even let you know about some of the promotions in our back office. And without further ado, what I would like to do right now is call Minister Willa. If you can come forward, open us up in prayer so we can get the woman of God on the line to feed us the word. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, sis. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Each morning before I pray, I always ask God to give me a scripture verse that will bless his people on the call. And God is just such an awesome God. The verse he gave me this morning was Isaiah 40:31. And we've heard twice already, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. And I just praise God, for he is a God of order. So, Lord, we just come to you this morning, and we thank you, O Lord, that for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the order this morning, O God. I'm just in awe of you, Lord. My heart is just touched how you are in this call. We honor you, we praise you, we worship you, we adore you, we glorify your name this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you for being a God who gives us a second chance, Lord, who forgives us, not only a second chance, but chance after chance, Lord. We thank you for healing us, O Lord, and forgiving us of our sins, and all we have to do is come to you and ask. We thank you, O Lord, that you have set the example for how you want us to walk on this earth, to be an image of Christ's likeness. Father, we thank and praise you that you also told us that you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in you. So thank you, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, O God, who just were faithful to you to start this call. Lord, I'm just so full because I know that you are the master of this call. Lord, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, O Lord, and for how they were obedient to you. Now, Lord, we just bind every attack that might want to come against this call in Jesus' name, because we know that you stand strong and firm on it. We bind the any deception, anything that wants to try to permeate the airways, O Lord, it has already been set clear with the blood of Jesus, and that every word that goes from the speaker's mouth this morning will go through unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker, O Lord, that you have already blessed her indeed, and that you continue to bless her going out and her coming in, that she finds favor with you. Father, we thank and praise you for every listener, Lord, that as they have come here this morning to hear what thus says the Lord, as they have come here on this Teach Us to Wait on the Lord Thursday, Lord, that the word will transform us and teach us to wait, to wait a little bit better than we've done, knowing that you have everything in control, knowing that you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. We love you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful call, Minister Willa. And truly, just as you said, out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, it has been established. And I, too, am just filled with honor unto the Lord and knowing that, yes, this is the Master's call, and yes, he is a God of order, and yes, we will wait on you, Lord, and yes, you are causing your people to rise and mount up with wings like eagles. And thank you so much for the woman of God that's coming to continue to teach us how to do that, Lord. And family, I bring to you this day not a stranger at all, but a mighty woman of God, sensitive to the Lord's voice. And it's an honor and it's a privilege to bring back to this line one of the co-founders. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, entire Master's Call family. Truly the Spirit of the Lord is on this line as he confirms his word, his presence. We celebrate him. I tell you, I know from that awesome, awesome word yesterday that Minister Candy gave us about the posture of praise and worship, and as we have been studying and learning about disciplining ourselves in the wind of the Spirit. I'm going to be sensitive to the Lord and just go right into the Word and excited, celebrating His presence and His desire to let His heart and His will be known. We started Monday of this week discussing God's purest form of love, God's purest form of love, that agape love. And we said that was demonstrating discipline. Demonstrating discipline for each and every one of us to be challenged, to be mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. We're so excited in our artist family on this campaign, this drive of Transform 90, the tour that has been touching lives all across the country, changing us physically and many emotionally. But I want to deal with our spirits and talk about Transform 90 from testing to triumph. Transform 90 from testing to triumph. And really hone in on our spirits about demonstrating discipline. You know, 2 weeks ago, almost, we celebrated all around the world Resurrection Sunday and how He lives, and because He lives, Christ lives big in us. But the baton has been passed. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, dwells inside of each and every one of us as believers, and our demonstration of the discipline of the presence of the Holy Ghost is so important. So for many of us, all of us, we're in our process and on the potter's wheel, letting Him transform us. And the acronym that the Lord gave me for Transform was Turning Reality, Allowing New Shapes, Forming Ordinary, and then Reaching Miraculous. See, when we transform, some things turn, they change, they take place. We start with our reality, where we are. God deals with us in the rawest form, and we have to choose to allow Him to align us, to allow Him to adjust us, to allow the transformation, to allow the new to come into our lives. And during that shaping, many times there's some shedding, some searing off of us because He's forming in us, taking that ordinary and applying the Holy Ghost, the extra on us, so that we can reach the miraculous, being His hands extended, being His light in a dark place. We began this journey talking about how it's daily walking it out by demonstrating discipline. And as we define discipline, we are going through the how, what, when, where, and who of discipline. Yeah, we started off talking about the how, and that's defined in Webster's Meridian Collegiate Dictionary as training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. The how is training expected to produce. We expect it to change, to transform, expect it to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. Every day we're turning in our lives to look more like Jesus and to make sure that that shows up in our lives. We talked about the what, which really was just self-control, temperance. We talked about what does that mean. It means a control behavior resulting from disciplinary training. That's back to that daily. And we talked about in Galatians 5:23 how that last fruit is temperance, is self-control, is the discipline. And how do we help with the discipline? We've got the Paraclete. The 1 John 4:4 says, greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world, saying we got a backup with the Holy Ghost. And then we talked about the when. When does that demonstrating discipline, the agape love and self-control show up? Well, the when is it's controlled, obtained by enforcing compliance or just order. Order. We're in 2012, government establishing order in our lives. And we talked about no more sloppy agape, no more being careless in our compassion, that God is saying we got to grow up and come up higher in what He's called us to be. No more dismal destiny. We're going to get some clear, concise direction and be purposefully going after what God has called us to be and assigned in us to do. And then we talked about, and today, I'm sorry, we're going to be talking about where and the who of discipline. We're going to talk about where and the who of discipline as we're on our spiritual transform 90. Well, where does agape love in self-controlled and a disciplined, demonstrated lifestyle show up? Well, the where is defined as a state of order, a state of order based on submission. That's not a cuss word. That's not a cuss word to submit. I know for some of us, your flesh, you know, we talk a lot about not being led by the flesh, but led by the spirit, a state of order based on submission to rules and authority, a state of order based on submission to rules and authority. So where do we demonstrate discipline? Well, it's pretty simple, everywhere and every day. See, a state of order based on submission to rules basically means it's a daily lifestyle of having a sensitive, yielded spirit to order, a daily mindset, a daily posture in our purpose, understanding that the Bible, what's the acronym for Bible? Basic instructions before leaving earth. When we're still arguing with the Word of God in our lifestyle, well, what do you mean by that, Dr. B? Well, when we still are arguing about whether we want to forgive or not, wrong answer. The Word of God is very clear in Mark 11, verse 25. It's not an option. It's not a good suggestion. I know they treated you wrong. It was dirty. It was below the belt, the kneecap. But you still have to choose to ask for the spirit of forgiveness. When we're still arguing and dealing with anger management, and the Word of God has been very clear in those basic instructions in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and sin not. Don't even let the sun go down on your wrath. See, when we're still fleshing out, using those four-letter explicitives, not holy, not love, not care, not give of ourselves, when we're letting bitter come out when it should be sweet out that system of our mouths. You know, James 3, my favorite book, and that chapter 3 talks about the tongue. It can be tamed. How? By that Holy Spirit, that paraclete inside of us. In every area, gonna say amen, oh me. See, I'm not trying to step on your feet this morning. I'm trying to break your leg like the shepherd does and carry us back to a place of discipline, of purpose. It's in the wind of the Spirit. The church is anemic. The church is lethargic, not because the Holy Ghost has lost any power in the blood, but because we won't stay in God's gym of faith and work out the discipline of daily, everywhere and every day, practicing his presence. So where do we daily demonstrate discipline? Well, daily, we have to make decisions which shape our now and mold our future. That's where. See, daily, there's choices. Choose life and life more abundantly in John 10:10. See, I'm going to give you the word, and if you keep wrestling with the word, I promise you over 2,000 years, the word of God will win. So where do we daily demonstrate discipline? Well, daily, we have to decide to do what's right. Because remember, when we demonstrate daily, it's a state of order based on submission to rules and authority. So even no decision is a decision, as Pontius Pilate. We've got to make godly decisions based on what does the Word of God say, not because somebody's looking over our shoulder. Christians should need to be supervised because the paraclete inside of us, our agape love for Christ, ought to make us want to just do what's right. But too many times we spiritualize that sloppy agape. We spiritualize those holy hustles. We spiritualize settling for average when you have an extraordinary supernatural God inside of us. Yeah, I'm talking about me and you, because God needs us to grow up, eagles, so we can go up higher. Where do we demonstrate daily discipline? Daily, we have opportunities to get it right, to make the necessary changes in our life. Or daily, we can choose to stay stuck in that place of unforgiveness, doubt, fear, and anger. See, where do we daily demonstrate discipline? We've got to practice the daily. That's a neuter word. Daily is, it's got to be a good daily, but we're going to practice good daily, understanding where daily shows up. See, we can choose to grow better, or we can choose to grow worse. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Again, back to that, you can choose to let it go. You know, Bishop Jakes has an awesome tour. He's going through around the country now with simple three words, let it go. Some of us have, like Linus with the blanket with Charlie Brown, we're holding on to stuff that God has asked us, demanded of us, decreed to the heavens. We got to let it go. And we're wondering why we can't get a prayer through, why we can't get a breakthrough, because God told us to let it go. And when we choose not to, you know, God has eternity. We only have a space of time. So we've got to make the better decisions and ask God to direct us. Where do we daily demonstrate discipline? Well, whatever condition, good or bad, whatever status, blessed or struggling, wherever you are right now, wherever I am right now today in life, it is from a series of daily decisions, whether we disciplined ourselves or whether we threw off all constraint. But God is now demonstrating and demanding, really in the realm of the spirit, that our level, our state, our depth of agape discipline come up. See, thank God for the blood of Jesus. See, if we do not like where we are right now, his mercies are new every morning. His blood still heals, still delivers, still sets the captive free. And it can be applied to our situations today. But we have to decide right there, right, that's where, right here. That's where I need to grow up. That's where I need to get my discipline. We got to first be truthful with ourselves and stop denying, stop blaming the devil. Deal with our flesh so we can, again, grow up and go up. And where do we daily demonstrate discipline again? Everywhere and every day. So still daily, we have to choose life and life more abundantly. In Luke 9, that 23rd verse in the book of Luke, he said in chapter 9, and he said to them all in the red, folks, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Discipline comes step by step, day by day, for some of us hour by hour, that as we practice correctly the presence of God, as we daily read our word, as we daily, instead of running into a situation, stop and take a word break. God, what does your word say? Holy Spirit, speak to my heart and choose to be spirit-led, to speak over our own selves every day. God, my hormones are raging. My emotions are on tsunami level. I need you to calm my spirit and speak to my heart. God, I'm speaking over my own self that I want to hear your voice and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. So we got to daily encourage ourselves. We got to feed our natural bodies. We're so excited about Transform 90. But see, we don't want to fix up the body on the outside, halfway deal with some emotions on the inside, and still be spiritually bankrupt. We need that same Transform 90. See, Romans 12, very familiar passage, verses 1 through 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, daily demonstrating discipline, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be, here's our word again, transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. A big where is daily is we need to spend the quality time in his presence, getting his instructions for your day. The Lord's Prayer is so simple but so profound. Daily engaging in that praise and worship Minister Candy so powerfully taught us yesterday. And there were so many wheres she covered yesterday. We all need to definitely go back and review so we can build the agape discipline, so we can demonstrate the agape discipline every day and everywhere. Oh, God's purest form of love, demonstrating discipline, mentoring with the message, transforming others through transparency. What is transform? Turning reality, allowing new shapes, forming ordinary, and then reaching our miraculous. We're going to get it done, and tomorrow we'll finish out, not tomorrow, Monday when I teach again, we'll finish out on the who of demonstrating discipline. I speak and seal this word in your spirit and in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa. And, yes, praise God, you can finish this tomorrow because I am being transformed. So that is up to you, mighty woman of God. Minister Tammy, are you there? Will you please come forward and seal this prayer, seal this call, seal this word? Minister Tammy, are you there? Minister
Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you, oh Father God, for this word that we have received from Dr. Vanessa. Lord God, she is an anointed woman of God. We thank you, oh Father God, for your practical principles, Lord, that you have provided for us, oh Father God, that we will give our pledge today, oh Father God, to stand in this word, to stand on this word, oh Father God, and to apply it, Lord God, to no longer go through this life, oh Father God, without doing what you called us to do. Father God, we thank you for discipline. We thank you for her discipline. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Father God, for her discipline, Lord God. And now we can see your unprecedented preference, favor, oh Father God, on her life as a result, oh Father God, of that discipline, Lord God. We thank you for these two anointed women of God, Lord, that you have sent us to be the light, oh Father God, to show us the way, oh Father God. At this time, Lord God, we give you all praise, we give you all honor, and we give you glory. Lord God, we lift up before you on this morning the prayer request, oh Father God. We thank and praise you that you know, oh Father God, whether each and every one of them stands in need of. Lord God, we call out to you, oh Father God, Sister Angela and Annette and Jackie, oh Father God, Mother Marie Preston, oh Father God, LaShawn and Gwen Brady, oh Father God. We call out to you, oh Father God, all of those who have sent in prayer requests and even those who are unspoken, oh Father God, on the line. Lord God, you know what we need and what we stand in need of, oh Father God, even before we answer. We know that you are the supplier of all of our needs. Lord God, you are our counselor. You are our Prince of Peace, oh Father God. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Shalom. Father God, we know that you hold the heart of kings, Lord, as your word says, and you can turn it in our direction, Lord God. We ask you to stand, oh Father God, and give favor in the courtrooms, oh Father God, not only on today, oh Father God, but you walk before us in all that we do, oh Father God. We ask you, Lord God, for healing, oh Father God, for peace, for joy and comfort that only you can give, oh Father God, because we know that your word says that you have all power, Lord God. When you went down, you conquered death, oh Father God, and you came back to give us life, Lord. We know that you've given us life more abundantly, oh Father God. We thank and praise you for the word that came on today, God. We thank you that it falls on good ground. We declare and decree, oh Father God, that we shall, oh Father God, be overcomers. We will be doers of the word. Lord, we thank you that we'll get understanding in all of our getting, Lord, so that the enemy can no longer steal, oh Father God, this word that has been implanted in us on today. We thank and praise you, Lord God. We seal this word and this time, oh Father God, together. We thank you, oh Father God, and it is in Jesus' name that we declare, oh, Father God, that you are king and you reign forever. We ask you to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice on today, God. Be with them as they go throughout today, being the minister, oh, Father God, in their marketplace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. I'm in agreement with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Candy, for the powerful greeting this morning. Minister Willa, thank you for clearing the atmosphere and getting us ready to receive our call. Minister Tammy, thank you for the powerful closing prayer. Pastor Vanessa, victorious, mighty woman of God, Mother Eagle, thank you for that word. We will do what we need to do, trust in the Lord so we can be transformed. And to you, the Master's Call family, thank you, because without you, we would not have this call. So we thank you. We honor each and every single one of you. And as Minister Tammy said, go out and be that minister in the marketplace. We will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you and have a great day. Bye-bye.